This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. CDC reports sharp rise in hantavirus cases across Western United States. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has documented a significant increase in hantavirus cases across Western states during 2026, prompting enhanced surveillance and public awareness efforts. The outbreak underscores the ongoing threat posed by rodent-borne pathogens, particularly in regions where human activity overlaps with rodent habitats. Key takeaways. Hantavirus cases have risen substantially in Western United States during 2026. The CDC has activated enhanced surveillance and community outreach protocols. Rodent exclusion and environmental control remain the primary prevention strategies. Case fatality rates for hantavirus pulmonary syndrome remain high, requiring early clinical recognition. Confirmed cases rising, CDC response update, June 2026. Multiple Western states affected hantavirus surveillance, key response metrics, CDC monitoring priorities and prevention focus areas, 2026. Rodent control and exclusion, primary healthcare provider alerts, high public education campaigns, active laboratory testing capacity, increased state coordination meetings, ongoing source, CDC, hantavirus response update, June 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News outbreak detection and response timeline. According to the CDC's June 2026 hantavirus response update, public health authorities identified an uptick in confirmed cases across multiple Western states. The agency has established coordinated response protocols involving state health departments, clinical laboratories, and healthcare facilities to improve case identification and management. Early detection remains critical, as hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, HPS, presents with non-specific influenza-like symptoms in its initial phase, often delaying diagnosis. The CDC has intensified communication with healthcare providers across affected regions, emphasizing the importance of considering hantavirus in the differential diagnosis for patients presenting with unexplained respiratory illness. This strategy mirrors successful outbreak response efforts documented in prior hantavirus surveillance literature, where clinical awareness directly improved case identification rates and patient outcomes. Rodent-borne transmission and environmental risk factors. Hantavirus transmission occurs through inhalation of aerosolized particles from infected rodent droppings, urine, or saliva, not through person-to-person contact. According to the CDC's hantavirus transmission guidance, risk exposure typically occurs in homes, workplaces, or outdoor settings where rodent populations thrive, particularly in agricultural areas and rural communities. The 2026 outbreak pattern suggests environmental conditions favorable to rodent colonization may be contributing to increased human exposure. The CDC emphasizes that rodent exclusion, sealing entry points in buildings, removing food sources, and eliminating nesting materials, represents the most effective prevention strategy. This recommendation aligns with integrated pest management, IPM principles, endorsed by public health authorities. Communities across the affected Western states have launched targeted rodent control initiatives in collaboration with local health departments and environmental health specialists. For more information on quality and safety in disease control, consult outbreak response guidelines from state health agencies. Clinical recognition and patient management. Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome presents a diagnostic challenge due to its prodromal phase of fever, myalgia, and malaise, which closely mimics seasonal influenza. The CDC's clinical guidance for HPS emphasizes that progression to the cardiopulmonary phase, marked by cough, dyspnea, and pulmonary edema, requires immediate intensive care. Case fatality rates for HPS remain substantial, making early suspicion and timely diagnosis essential for improving survival outcomes. Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome remains a high mortality illness, requiring immediate recognition and supportive intensive care. Early clinical suspicion based on exposure history and respiratory symptoms is critical for patient survival. CDC Hantavirus Response Update, June 2026. The agency has distributed updated diagnostic algorithms and specimen collection protocols to state laboratories and hospital systems, ensuring that suspected cases receive rapid confirmation testing. Healthcare providers in affected regions are encouraged to maintain a high index of suspicion for hantavirus in patients with unexplained respiratory distress, particularly those with potential rodent exposure history. This proactive clinical approach has proven effective in prior outbreaks for reducing diagnostic delays and improving triage decisions. What this means for patients: individuals in Western states should inspect homes and workplaces for rodent evidence, seal entry points, and seek immediate medical attention if experiencing fever, muscle aches, or respiratory symptoms after potential rodent exposure. Avoid sweeping or vacuuming rodent droppings, which can aerosolize virus particles. For clinicians, maintain clinical suspicion for hantavirus in patients presenting with acute respiratory illness and potential rodent exposure history, particularly in Western states during 2026. Early notification to public health authorities and state laboratories enables rapid confirmatory testing and ensures patients receive appropriate intensive care and supportive management. For policymakers, the 2026 outbreak demonstrates the need for sustained rodent control funding, integrated pest management training programs, and ongoing healthcare provider education. Building codes and workplace safety standards should incorporate rodent-proofing measures, especially in rural and agricultural regions where occupational exposure risk is elevated. Public health surveillance infrastructure requires adequate resources for real-time case tracking and outbreak response coordination. Frequently asked questions: can hantavirus spread from person to person? No. According to the CDC, hantavirus is transmitted exclusively through inhalation of aerosolized particles from infected rodent excreta. Person-to-person transmission does not occur, with rare exceptions involving healthcare-associated exposure to blood or body fluids, which remain uncommon. Close contact with infected individuals does not pose transmission risk. What is the survival rate for hantavirus pulmonary syndrome? Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome carries a case fatality rate of approximately 38 to 50%, even with modern intensive care, according to CDC historical data. Survival outcomes depend critically on early recognition, rapid hospitalization, and aggressive supportive care, including mechanical ventilation and vasopressor support. Delayed diagnosis is associated with worse prognosis. What should I do if I find rodent droppings in my home? The CDC recommends avoiding direct contact with rodent droppings and wearing N95 respiratory protection and gloves before cleanup. Spray droppings with a 10% bleach solution to inactivate virus particles, allow to sit for several minutes, then carefully dispose of contaminated materials in sealed bags. Do not vacuum or sweep, as this aerosolizes infectious particles. For large infestations, contact licensed pest control professionals trained in hantavirus-safe remediation. As the 2026 hantavirus response continues, the CDC remains committed to real-time surveillance coordination with state and local health departments. Ongoing case monitoring, environmental investigation, and public communication will be essential to controlling transmission and preventing further cases. Healthcare providers should remain vigilant for suspected hantavirus cases and maintain close collaboration with public health authorities to support rapid outbreak containment. For updates on global health threats and emerging infections, clinicians should consult CDC and WHO guidance regularly. Source: CDC Hantavirus Response Update, June 24, 2026.